the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The Survivor Series, one of the premier World Wrestling Federation events, heads your way on Thanksgiving night. It's a Thanksgiving night tradition. Don't miss the Survivor Series.
You know, folks, a lot of people ask me, well, I don't have the pay-per-view capabilities. Well, there's another way, especially if you're one of those Dish or D-Scrambler owners. You know who I'm talking about there. Ones of you out there who've got that.
Hey,
Freddie Blassie.
How are you, Monsoon?
You look like,
I tell you.
You look like you might have one of those Dish or D-Scramblers in your backyard.
Listen, this pencil neck geek you're sitting next to, he might not even be able to come up to the
Survivor.
Sit down, you pencil neck
geek. Right,
that cheapskate, that's El Cheapo. This
what?
Guy, he don't even want to exhale, figuring he's going to give somebody something for nothing.
Buddy, we're pals.
The day he was born, his father, he's such a disappointment, his father gave out cigar butts. You're my pal. Pooey on you.
How much does he owe you, Freddie?
$65.
$65.
I sent you that in the mail.
You sent nothing to me in the mail, you pencil neck geek.
Well, I'll check with my office about
You'll
that.
You'll check nothing. You got no office. Your office is in your back pocket. Give me my money, you pencil neck geek.
I just gave a $100 bill to a cab driver.
You gave $100 what?
To the limo driver.
Why are you pencil neck geek? You never had $100 in your pocket.
All my other stuff's back in the room. I'll get it to you, though.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next man.
Yeah, sure.
We're not going anywhere right now. I'll collect it for you.
Will you?
I will.
All right, Gino. All right, Monsoon, I tell you, you're my friend. That pencil neck, I can't understand how you can sit next to this guy to hold.
Well, it's a contractual agreement. I have to do it.
I feel sorry for you and Roddy.
Monsoon, give him the money. I'll take care of you later.
You'll never get your money. Just like, your clothes are in the locker, right?
Uh-oh.
I'll be seeing you, you
pencil neck. Freddy.
Hey, wait a minute. Fred.
Wait, what?
Wait, I'll make sure you get it.
He's going to look funny going on a plane with a sequin jacket, Boney.
He looks funny no matter where he goes, whatever he's wearing.
No, wait a minute. What's going on here? Piper can be over there by himself. He walks out here and says, I owe him some money I don't know anything about.
About the pictures that you took down off the wall?
I know.
And you broke pencil neck geek, the record.
It wasn't me that did it. I know who did it.
Sure.
Me?
He wasn't even over there.
Sure, now you
they
say that.
They told me who was there. You pencil neck geek, you.
See, it all comes out in the end.
$65. For $65, you ruin your reputation, you bum, you.
No, it didn't cost him near that much, Freddy, to ruin his reputation. He doesn't have one. It stinks. Got
you're
new
right,
for
you're
you.
Right, Monsoon.
Thanks for dropping by, and I'll see that you get your money.
Remember what I said.
He might not
survive until the Survivor Series.
Well, that could happen too, you know. You make an enemy of that man right there, you're in deep trouble. And obviously, you made an enemy.
Just because he didn't get his Medicare check in the mail, he'll have to pick on me.
Oh, all right. We're gonna forge ahead again. We're gonna figure out these technical problems at some point. Good Lord. Why? Why, you say? Why are there technical problems? Unbelievable. Wednesday night, November 2nd, 2016. Episode 478 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, The Roku. That's right. Wednesday night. And, of course, Skype misbehaving. Jesus. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
On the horn, nonetheless, no less, I should say.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with this Skype. Something's fishy.
It's rigged.
I'm going to figure this crapola out at some point.
It worked fine
on Sunday. I don't know, maybe because the Cubbies and the Indians are tied. top of the fourth. You know, who knows?
Somebody's fan base going to be heartbroken.
At some point, it's either going to be CM Punk's or Jerry Lawler's, one or the other. And or The Miz or Dolph Ziggler. And it looks like this guy, who is a Cubs player, just got pegged with a ball. So that's, he just was allowed to walk the base. So it's two on deck. No outs.
Look at Double A giving baseball play by play.
Exactly. We got two on deck. Rizzo.
Young Joe Buck.
Hey, I'm probably better than Joe Buck. Right now, on the mound is Clubber. And there you go. Ooh, we just had, he's safe. We now got a, looks like we got Rizzo's out at second. We got now a player on third and one on first. So look at that.
Looking on first.
They tried to hit a double play and it just didn't work, unfortunately.
They tried to turn one.
You know. Anyways. Wednesday night, like I said. And why are we on Wednesday night? Because we weren't on Tuesday night. So we had to come around and do the show. And here we are, doing a show on Wednesday night. For you, the masses, we hope everybody is listening. Or those who are listening live. And, of course, if you're listening on the download, thank you for being patient this past week. Because, you know, things happen. You know, things happen.
We had paid programming on last night.
You know, so, you know. And Phil says I'm better than Joe Buck.
There you go.
You know, hey, even Artie Lang, who I've never met, he's never heard me, probably thinks I'm better than Joe Buck. Artie Lang, of course, had an infamous moment with Joe Buck on HBO eons ago, where Lang ripped into Joe Buck, called him a faggot and everything on his show. and the show basically was canceled shortly thereafter.
You know, I can imagine.
Let me see if I can play some audio of that.
Those surfer-ass comments when it comes to the gay community.
You know, Joe, it's exciting for me to be here. Not because of you, but
because
I loved your... there's 80 websites predicting my death in a week. That's fun. ArtieLang'sGonnaDie.com. But, you know, Joe, it's exciting for me to be here. Not because of you, but...
Thank you.
Because I loved your father. And I love you, too. You're the best. He's great at what he does, Joe Buck.
Thank you.
But Joe's father was a hero of mine. He used to do games for the Cardinals. He was an announcer. And he was one of the last real men's men. He wasn't politically correct, like a pussy. You know? I mean, and you follow him now. Like, I'm on a Howard Stern show. Howard's not a pussy, man. Howard says what he fucking feels. And clearly so do I. But I don't have as much money. But Jack Buck was your father.
Correct.
And it wasn't like a lot of people think, Louis Armstrong. It was your Jack Buck was your father.
True.
And
is this gonna take a while?
Yeah.
This is,
yeah. Sorry to ruin your fucking great show.
Yeah. I appreciate the apology because you have.
I'll tell it. I'll tell it quick. So Jack Buck is doing the 1990 National League Championship Series on CBS, and he wanted to talk about baseball. He was an old baseball guy. And CBS would make him do shitty promos for CBS Movies of the Week
right
in the middle of a play. And he didn't know what it was and shit. Like, he didn't know what the movie was or the name of the actresses. But he was so brilliant at being a great announcer that he would use whatever the promo was to segue into the next play. So he would say stuff like... there's a fly ball of Bonds. He's there. He's got it. That's the way this one starts. And by the way, tonight on CBS, Meredith Baxter Bierney stars as a battered woman in a something called I Want My Kids Back, the Jessica Connor story, starring Meredith Barney Baxter. She's a battered woman. Speaking of batters, here's Barry Larkin.
All right, there we go. Anyways, That's pretty much the extent of the baseball talk on this program, at least. Unless, I should say, not unleashed. Unless, you know, because the Cubbies are now two up, you know. There they got two. The Indians got one. They got a man on second. And there's two, one and one with two outs. So we'll see what happens here over the course of the night. We'll see if the Chicago Cubs can make history and win the World Series for the first time in over 100 years. We'll see if that happens throughout the night. But anyways, why we weren't on the air last night, Tony C?
You got a new family member, man. So we
That's
a pun on that.
That's smart-ass Jake, who was on this program so many months ago, is now a big brother. And now, you know, right now he's not a smart ass, but I'm sure in about 15, 16 years he will be. Lucas is now a member of the family. I am now a three-time uncle. And so yesterday was spent...
Three-time
uncle. And my day was spent yesterday. I went to the hospital twice and, you know, looking at Lucas and... there you go. That's why we weren't on the air yesterday. Lucas is healthy. He's doing swell. You know, looking around, giving everybody, you know, the old you know,
googly,
who
the, eyes.
Googly eyes, and you know that look like who the hell are you type look. You know, he's getting.
Where's my sucking teeth? I need my sucking teeth.
That's, you know what, I that played in my head yesterday.
Where are my dogs? Where the hell are my dogs?
Oh, man. But, yeah. Oh, man.
So you think one day he's going to get fed up with Jake and your other niece and your niece and say, I'm going to learn to walk.
I'm going to learn to walk and I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Oh man!
But yeah,
you have to teach it the. So it's a boy, Lucas. So he's gonna have to meet Mr. Potty Man.
Mr. Potty Man, that's right.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to introduce him. You know, help him out. You know, Mr. Potty Man, eat your doodle and your pee pee. What? Yeah, you eat your doo-doo and your pee-pee.
Your doo-doo and your
pee-pee? Come on. Your doo-doo and your pee-pee? Give me that touch. Give me that pee. Give me that. Don't you let it touch off.
Too funny.
Looking back at that, that is so eerie, yo.
Yeah, mom, it is.
The toilet. He was gonna bite his ass off.
It is, man. And I can only imagine for Lucas, you know, the delivery sounded a lot like this.
Stop with the pushing already. Hey, I'm fine. Oh, whoa.
Thing that has ever happened to me. Well, so far.
There you go. One of the greatest.
The lead in. What's that light down there?
What's that light in? What's that light down there?
Oh, yeah. Let's see, I got two hands. I got one, another hand. Oh, look, a third one. I can get that one in my mouth.
Exactly. Oh, man. It's gonna be some interesting times, I tell you.
Get the hell out of
here.
Make
him right there.
All right. 954-889-7268-AA-THE-RAN. Yeah, exactly. 954-889-7268-AA-THE-RAN. All one word on Skype. I think Big Tone was trying to call in, or Mr. Hightower, or one of those people. Oh, man.
One of those two.
So, yeah, that...
Mr. Hightower, don't call in here with none of your old bird shenanigans tonight. We're not for it tonight. Okay. Double-A's got a new nephew. We want to keep the malarkey at a minimum tonight, okay?
And I've had a long few days, okay? All right?
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that's unrelated to this now, unrelated to Lucas. So on Monday, right, I'm dealing with some shop work with my mom's car. And hold on. Who's this that we got on the horn? 510.
Okay, you go put some respect on my name, Double A.
Yeah, that's why you're breaking up. Because you call him from old bird payphone.
Well,
am I in?
Yeah, you're on.
I say, am I breaking up?
No, I don't.
Go back to old bird and Mr. Miyagi Dojo where they're training. Because Brock Barnes is going to show you what time it is.
Oh, my God.
Real soon.
Well, before we get into the wrestling stuff, so let me tell this story. So I had a thing to go leave the car 7 o'clock Monday morning. Remember on the air I said off the air, I got an early day on Monday? Okay, so I had to leave the car, and I had a rental reserved. I did not leave the rental place until 11 o'clock. Oh, I waited 5 hours, and then I was late for work and all this and that. So I've had a very, very, it's only Wednesday, but I've had a very long week so far. Oh, man, and then, of course, everything that happened yesterday. So yes.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, anything interesting with you, Tony C?
No, I mean, everything is copacetic. These freaking, I wish Skype would act right for us.
I know, right? What the hell is wrong with Skype? I don't get it.
I mean, jeez, the news.
I'm gonna have to do some research and call in some favors or something.
That's right, because it's in the way. And I don't know if you got that footage. That audio.
Hold on.
I don't know. I knew you had a lot going on.
I had a lot going on, but I can cue it up because I do have access to the episode. So hold on. You said it was okay, 5:15 or 5:15. So give me 2 seconds here. If you want, set it up while I cue it up.
Okay, I gotta remember
We're gonna queue it up here while Tony C, because he asked me to pull some audio here from an episode of The Rant some time ago that apparently he heard, and I got it queued up. Tony C, do you want me to just play it?
It's another great silver poop moment in history.
Oh gosh!
From this year.
All right.
You know, I'm an archivist. I'm the Rant EM official archivist. So, I just want everybody to, you know, sit back, and listen to some of this, which is this great audio, if you forgot, from our great Silver Putin himself.
This is from May 5th, 2015, so from a year and a half ago. Here we go. Wait a minute. Well, the Look, movie's already filmed. The movie's already filmed.
I've been waiting for it.
Surfer.
All you clowns can eat a dick, okay?
I'm trying to get into Hollywood. I'm familiar with eating dick right now, so what's your point? What?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
What'd you say? Wait a minute. What? Dick. Hold it. Wait a minute. Jesus. Wow. Wow.
I just for a peaceful night.
Wow.
Have a full up dial. That's a line too far.
Wait.
Got that drop, Double A. You make sure you keep that forever, right?
Well, say, I will.
Now I eat a lot of things. What the hell?
Oh man, that made my night.
Surfer, we didn't hear a single thing you said because your co-host had a moment.
I heard what he said.
Yeah, well, we're going to save it for posterity.
Go ahead and do it. I don't care.
But you're upset. You're upset because you don't collect plastic.
Hell no.
Vinyl, I should say.
Bullshit, man. This is bullshit.
But you all salty for a surfer?
Because that's a line too far, okay? I can take a joke like the rest of y'all, but y'all going too far on that one.
What did we say?
Tell me I fucking have a blow-up doll.
It was a porcelain doll, a sex doll.
I don't have a sex doll, damn it.
Her name was Sally.
That was part of storyline. That's part of storyline. We're not talking about your real life.
I gave you a look, Surfer.
See, I know you're a clown to Earth, man. You got...
It's called a posable mannequin. Her name is Sandy.
You got a fucking split personality. One day, you're all calm. The next day, you just go the fuck off.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about, Surfer?
You!
I thought you were talking about Jordan. Jordan, the one that go off every 2 seconds. He's talking about having somebody dick in his mouth. I mean, listen.
You weren't there, Kevin, when me and your dad was back in the day sucking dick for money.
Oh, my God. So wait a minute. Now,
my day was, am I okay? Nothing. Well, okay. Just not here. So let's dig into me day.
Surfer, are you okay?
But you don't have a
Lee, does that dog have a C Nation shirt on? Or
fuck Tony C.
Well, I guess we'll stop it at that point, Tony C.
I just want everybody to remember Silver Putin. Silver Putin. And Jordan weren't caught off.
Oh, my God.
Surfer does have a porcelain. Buying a doll. As did Kennedy search. We researched that, and that wasn't confirmed from last week. He has had a Kennedy search. And George Ward Carver one time said he had, he's ate a lot of dicks. So, and I'm going to continue to try to find little nuggets and tidbits to remind everybody. You know, these mics are live. You gotta always remember. Let that Access Hollywood bus be a lesson to you. Some of this stuff can come back and be replayed. So,
Tony, you like a walking TMZ.
I wouldn't say more like, I'm not like TMZ. I'm more like, you know, Nancy Grace, you know, headline news, you know, that type of, you know, you know what I'm saying? You know, Mean Gene, WWE Confidential type situation, you know? Or what was that segment they used to have where we record somebody in that black and white photo?
Oh, GTV. GTV.
That's right.
GTV.
I'm the ranch person of GTV. So, always remember, watch what you say. Damn it. And now here comes Mr. Hightower. So, oh, God.
All right, well.
I got to talk about Brock Barnes.
Yeah, right. Jesus.
Surfer,
first of all, I know you somewhere watching Doctor Strange. You're going to pop up in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You do got that perk, that porcelain doll, like Lee said, with the C-Nation shirt on, nightgown.
Oh, my God.
So, and it is as of November 1st. Don't think I forgot, though. It's National Float Month.
Oh, my God.
During the plug, I got a special dedication to a float. So, I didn't forget, you know, we went on Tuesday night.
So, oh, boy. All right, well.
I haven't forgot.
Okay.
Phil, I know you listening. Be on the lookout for the slope of the night. That's what we're going to call it. For the month of November, slope of the night.
Oh, Lord. All right. let me see here. I'm trying to just... No, I don't want NXT spoilers because NXT already happened. There we go. That's what I want. All right. Here we go. I guess we'll get into the wrestling news, shall we? Yes. Let's do just that.
Oh.
Let's see here. Let me get my drops all in order here. And there we go. All right. So WWE Superstars. Friday night, 8 o'clock on the WWE Network, comes to you from Tony C's favorite wrestling city, Hartford, Connecticut, and the XL Center. In action, you're going to see Alicia Fox go one-on-one against Dana Brooke, and in the main event, Jinder Mahal will face Curtis Axel. WWE Superstars this Friday, 8 o'clock on the WWE Network. So you definitely want to tune into that. Well, we're not going to do the remainder of the shows because, well, they've aired already. NXT aired earlier tonight. Main event aired earlier. So it doesn't behoove us to talk about those shows. But yeah. And in case you people are wondering, top of the fifth. Clubber still on the mound. Having a bad night. Chicago is up 4-1. No strikes, no outs, no balls, no nothing. The bases are clear. Seems things are looking good for the Cubbies. We lost Tony C in the process. How about that? Tony C.
There we go.
You can hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, Mr. Hightower?
Yes, I can.
Let me see. Do you hear this? You heard the music?
Yep, I heard.
There we go. Well, by the way,
we're fine.
Let's start with some simple news, and that is that the WWE Network has updated some stuff, Tony C.
I know, I saw. 2004 and 2005 SmackDown.
That's right. About 50 episodes of SmackDown have been added to the WWE Network. And I got to tell you, I was happy.
That was the year of Angle, right?
It was a little bit more after Angle. It was like the rise of Eddie Guerrero.
John Cena.
And John Cena.
John Cena, yeah.
When he got stabbed. Oh, so the Jesus episode.
Exactly. The Jesus episode was
stabbed in the club. Yeah,
that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me see here. Continue watching. Hold on. And then, of course, a lot of things are there now. You've got episodes of Monday Night Raw, I believe, through the beginning of 2010 are all up on the WWE Network.
Oh, that was the most garbage. Come on, 2010 through what?
From the beginning of from the debut of Raw through 2010 are all available through the beginning of 2010.
I'm
waiting on 2011 so I can watch Rey Mysterio get screwed out of his WWE title.
CM Punk get screwed out.
That's coming up. That's coming up, man. And I gotta tell you, it's good. I watched some of this old SmackDown stuff earlier, like especially the fifth anniversary episode. that I've said I want the theme song that they used that night because they only used the damn thing once. I finally got it. Teddy Long make a fool out of himself that night. He was the general manager of SmackDown at the time. And came out and asked for a little bit of grease from Mae Young and the Fabulous Moolah. I'm going to play that audio in a second here. Hold on. I'm just queuing the feed up here because...
Hey Vince, we still waiting on Rey Mysterio rematch. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Rey didn't get a rematch. But Seth
Rollins...
should
have walked away with that damn title that night.
Well, you knew he was going to lose because he's facing JC, who got through into the tournament. His ass ain't had no business in there.
Here's a little bit of what that SmackDown sounded like. I miss these days, I tell you. And listen to Michael Cole and Taz. Listen to how upbeat they sounded.
Test of time. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Without the Divas.
Oh my God, check it out. A schoolboy match between Corey Wilson and Goldberg. Let's go back to session. This is apropos for the 5th anniversary of SmackDown.
And how about this match made by General Manager Theodore Long last week? The Big Show in action for the first time in 5 months. Teaming with Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle and Luther Reigns. What a main event on SmackDown.
What a main event, huh, Tony C?
Luther freaking Reigns.
Luther freaking Reigns. That's right.
The Roman's uncle. We found out somebody, some kin to the.
We found some kin to Roman.
That's right.
Now wait a minute. Hold on. I need to. I want to play the Teddy Long thing because that right there was just obscene. Hold on. Here it is.
Wait a minute.
And of course, listen to Michael Cole and Taz.
General manager, what's this deal? No offense, Theodore, but I really want to see you right now. The general manager out here in the middle of the ring as we're expecting a schoolgirl match.
Hang on a minute, ladies. Now, I know tonight it's supposed to be Don Marie versus Terry Wilson. But you see, ladies, this is SmackDown's 5th anniversary, the season premiere. So I had to make a few changes. So tonight, it will be Don Marie and Terry Wilson. In a tag team match, it's going to be called a schoolgirl match. How about that?
That works for me. Let's do it. That's great.
And your opponents will be, well, wait a minute. How can I have a schoolgirl match without some old school?
What you talking about?
I have no idea. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is that when?
All right, bring them out here. Bring them out here. It's not. Oh, no.
Out here. Wheel them out here.
It is. It's full of
come,
May.
Everybody. Here it come.
Oh, no.
May and Moolah Cole.
Oh. In a tag team match. They're poster children for homeschooling.
I mean, they didn't even have school back then. What school they go like? They learned about rocks
come
and stones.
Come on in here.
What the, oh, baby.
at it right with the arm check.
Effects. Check the knees out on May if we could get a close-up.
Yeah, they look, they remind me of battleships, all that water around them.
Not too close, though. That's a little too close.
Oh, easy there. Mr. Durrell! Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? Just a minute.
Mr. Director.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. I want to know one thing right now. I want to know one thing. Can the GM just get a little bit of Crisco? Let me have a little Crisco right here.
Oh, my.
Hey, hit that music. Give me a little bit more of that music. Give me some of that music a minute. Let me hear it right now.
And now he starts dancing with Bullet
the
Bear.
General manager.
I just want to
get these close-up shots of Megan
Ruler. What? Yeah,
I'm
offended.
Now, see, people don't want me talking about slopes and chinks and stuff, and then we got Slick and Yardbird, and now we got Teddy Long and Crisco. What are they trying to say? Black folk like, see, you know what I'm saying?
Like oil, like greasy food.
That's right, like grease. You know what I'm saying? In this racially high times, in this political
climate,
exactly. Took the word right out of my mouth, Double A.
Oh, man.
Around here watching Crisco. People talking about Crisco.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't even liquid. Was it liquid Crisco or was it the...
it was shortened.
It's the shortening. See? Now I'm really offended. It was shortening. I'm trying to say there's no black people who do shortening.
Anyway, so you can go back and relive those moments.
You are a bigot.
Now on the WWE Network. Oh, man. Too funny. So, I guess where do we begin? There's some interesting news that came afoot today. And that is that the WWE has announced that beginning on Tuesday, November the 29th at 10 o'clock will be the debut of a new program on the WWE Network Live, called 205 Live. And that is a show dedicated primarily to the cruiserweights.
I thought it was going to be dedicated to Alabama wrestling, but okay.
Nope.
And they're trying to get that thing going.
So, I don't know what's going to happen to Talking Smack. But it looks like Talking Smack is going on the shelf.
Yep.
But yeah, 205 Live will debut live Tuesday, November the 29th.
Why would they throw a fucking smack?
I have no idea.
Because you're not watching it, Mr. Hightower.
Probably you're not watching it, that's why. 205.
No, but it's still a good show, though.
I guess, but maybe it'll be on after 205 Live, I don't know. Because here's the thing, if 205 Live is going to be live... It's got to be live when SmackDown goes off the air.
That's right.
So
they need to bring in some more cruiserweights, like some names we know.
El Dandy.
Like, I was gonna say Viano 4, 5, 6, maybe Damian,
Silver King,
of course. La Parca,
the chairman.
That's right. Ultimo Dragon can come in. You know, there's plenty of names they can bring in to make this thing get over.
Liz Mark Jr.
You know why they did that, right? Because of Raw Talk.
Well, here's the thing. The cruiserweights are... the cruiserweights are good on Raw, but I think the cruiserweights need to be focused separate from everything else. And I think that's what... this new show, 205 Live, is going to do. The whole live thing after SmackDown, I don't know if I necessarily... look at that. The Cubbies are up 5-1. It looks like the Cubbies are going to win the World Series, folks.
Sorry, Cleveland.
Anyways, right now...
This ain't Major League.
No. Charlie Sheen must
Chicago
be shitting his pants.
Chicago's going to burn down
tonight. Oh, yeah, Chicago, if it's not already on fire.
Oh, yeah. CM Punk gonna come out of nowhere like he ain't just get his ass whooped and try to start celebrating and act like he has something to do with this.
He's probably watching me. He's probably in bed, AJ asleep next to him, And then just when it's confirmed, Tony C, just when it's confirmed that the Cubbies win, that they won the pennant, he's going to scream, AJ, hit my music! And she's going to just hit a button on the side, on the nightstand.
You know, you...
It's Clarita. Oh man!
I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season, put some money on the Cubs.
That's right.
In the words of that old man, in
Back to the Future.
It was 2 years too late, right? Or a year late? It was a year late.
They were in 2015.
So what? We 2 years.
It's a year late. Yeah.
Year late. Cleveland. Oh, poor Cleveland.
But at least you got
LeBron.
At least you got LeBron. Exactly. So yeah, 205 live Tuesday night, November 29th, 10 o'clock on the WWE Network. It'll be very interesting to see. That's why Mauro Ranallo and Corey Graves called the kickoff match, which was the six-man cruiserweight match, because Mauro and Corey are going to be the play-by-play people on this new show.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Oh, man, Double A, I meant to tell you before we got into the news. I know you probably haven't seen Fresh Off the Boat.
No, I haven't.
Man, when you see it, you're going to laugh your
ass
off.
Last night's episode?
Yes. And they're doing the election from 1996.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. And they talk about Biggie. And they talk about Biggie. Tupac getting killed by Biggie. Oh, man.
Yeah, because Tupac got killed in
96.
In September 96. And that show is 20 years behind, so...
That's right. So the whole gag is Big is the one that killed Tupac.
And then I'm sure then later in the season they're going to have a Who Killed Biggie episode, because Biggie died in March of 97.
Yep. It's coming. But last night they was talking about Bob Dole references. Oh man.
Ross Perot, everything.
Ross Perot. Is he the one that's falling off the stage all the time?
All right, I'll definitely have to take a look at it.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the news.
No.
Let you know, because you keep me abrupt when it's a good one. So.
Yeah. It's been good so far this year. You know, there's been some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, speaking of politics, though, next Tuesday night, it's our third every 4 years election special live on the Rant. We'll be bringing you live returns as they happen. And more than likely, we will be on the air when the next president of these United States will be announced.
And we're going to announce to everybody who we voted for. Let's do that, Double A. Can we do that? Who we voted for?
Sure. We'll do that next Tuesday night, sure.
So tune in. You're going to see that Surfer voted for his fellow dictator. And find out who the rest of us voted for. It'll be entertaining radio. Oh, man, I can't wait.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Tony, I know you're going to vote for Trump.
Well, you know. I like some of his policies, you know. I don't like the dictator side of it, but you know, when you can just grab somebody by the pussy, you know, that kind of caught my eye in my ears. So, you know, that policy right there is enough alone get you riled up, ready to vote. And the fact that he used Tic Tacs. We found out last week the Surfer used CERT still.
So listen to this. Here's the next bit of news. WWE has decided to switch up the WrestleMania schedule.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
for this year?
For this coming year, okay? But it's not a made, it's not a major change. Okay? Yeah, but it's a substantial change that's not substantial enough to bring people down to their knees. Okay? So typically the night before WrestleMania is the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. WWE has decided that this year the Hall of Fame will be on Friday night and the NXT TakeOver special will be on Saturday night.
That's smart.
I don't know if it's smart, but I don't know. I kind of like the whole thing of the Hall of Fame the night before WrestleMania. You know,
Is the Hall of Fame going to be close to just the superstars?
No, because it's open to the public.
Well, with it being here in Orlando, are they going to do the Hall of Fame where the Amway?
Guys, take over for 1 second.
They're going to do it at the Amway. So,
see, I wish they just do it with the superstars instead of with the fans. Because they keep messing up the damn Hall of Fame every year.
Well, I think probably something happened that they got to have an event at the Amway. Something probably booked.
Booked there, so, yeah, already.
Yeah, for that Friday night. But I don't know where the hell they're going to do NXT at.
They probably... Oh, they're going to be in Miami, right?
No, it's in Orlando.
Orlando
is,
yeah,
in Orlando. But during that time, well, it is basketball.
Do NXT and Universal.
Where TNA take? That'll be so petty.
But you can't fit a lot of people in there, though, huh?
No.
Okay.
I think they're probably... They may do NXT at Full Sail. You know?
All right.
Yeah, they should. They should.
Yeah,
they
may do NXT
smart.
At Full Sail.
Yeah, Full Sail.
What, the NXT TakeOver special?
Yeah, is it going to be...
TakeOver stuff.
No, I think the NXT special will happen at the UCF Arena.
Yeah, I forgot about UCF. Yep.
So we'll
that's
definitely.
A long game. Ooh, that's on clear on the other side of town.
So that's
from where everybody will be staying.
Mm-hmm. So we'll
have to get there early.
We'll figure all these things out.
They probably got a magic game or something that night. That Saturday night, that's probably why they had the...
No, because WWE typically leases the building out for the entire weekend.
Well, that Saturday night... Well, you're right, because they're going to do Raw.
They do Raw, so they just hold the building for the... Because it makes no sense to tear down the set,
for
lights,
the whole
for the whole... You know, tear it all down to put it back up on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, so they typically lease the building out for the entire.
So they
week.
Kicking the magic out.
Okay, yeah, for a period sense. Of
well,
four or five.
You know,
days.
That's in Camping World. Mania's in a whole different stadium.
I get that, but yeah. What I'm saying is the Amway Center, they can.
They're going to leave the stuff up from
Friday. They'll just leave it up from Friday and just leave it there.
Okay,
and that's it.
Yeah, gotcha.
Let's see here. Unless they, unless NXT happens in the Amway Center, which I don't think it will, but
yeah, that's too big for NXT.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, you know, they went to the Barclays Center twice, so
yeah, that's true. Well,
all right. Let's see, what other news do we got here on the docket? Of course, for Halloween, John Cena dressed up as Nikki Bella. Nikki Bella dressed up as John Cena.
So cheesy.
It was so weird to see John Cena dressed like that, and Nikki just, whatever.
So that means one day you're going to play Miss Doubtfire or something, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all that is.
Let me see here. So, The Undertaker currently is advertised to return to SmackDown November 15th when SmackDown celebrates its 900th episode.
For what?
I have no idea. Could have just been
900 episodes.
Could be just a one-off thing. We don't know.
Oh, and I heard some news about the Goldberg and Brock Barnes.
Yes.
That Vince is kind of frustrated because Goldberg is only signed for this match,
and he wants him for more.
Yeah. And that's what's kind of hurting the booking. They don't know how to, how to book the finish, because Goldberg hadn't signed up for another match. So they want him. Man, Goldberg getting his ass whooped.
Just scanning through the news here real quick. We found out on SmackDown yesterday that they said, the hell with the Survivor Series. Your main event for TLC is going to be Dean Ambrose against AJ Styles for the WWE World Championship. That'll be at TLC on December
9th. Is that after the Survivor Series?
The Survivor Series.
So this Survivor Series...
They're going back to the old 1980s.
No title matches.
And while we're on the subject of AJ Styles, he got locked out of his rental car after SmackDown last night.
That's right, he damn sure did.
And just like a redneck, he tried to pry the door open with a coat hanger. And it didn't work, so the fire department busted the door open, apparently. But
damn, he ain't got no roadside assistance.
He was at the arena, you know.
Papa Lock will come do it.
I guess, man, but
whatever. You never locked your car, your keys in your car?
I've been driving 20 years, and that's never happened to me. It's never happened to me.
Man.
And if it has, I go home and get the spare key.
It happened to me one time when the car was running at a gas pump.
That happened to my brother one time also.
And there's nothing more embarrassing than calling the Papa Lock people at the gas pump with your car running. So you burning gas to get gas.
Yep.
I just use a hanger because I have an old ass car. So.
In an old car, yeah, that works. But in these new cars, you know, it's hard to do that. And you know what though? My car, if the keys are in the car doesn't lock.
In the ignition, yeah.
No, if they're in the car.
Oh, they're in the car, period.
They're in the car, period. The car doesn't lock. So I'll never experience that problem. Thank God. At least there's one positive to technology there. Yeah. But yeah. You know, because I have a keyless ignition, so I don't...
Yeah, you got the push start, right?
I got the push start, so I don't deal with keys and things like that. But if my keys are still in the car doesn't lock. But I've never, even before I had this car that I have now, I've never locked myself out of the car.
Lucky you.
You know,
nothing more embarrassing.
I know that's embarrassing. You know,
I did it twice. The second time I did it, me and my wife were headed to my cousin's house, and I left my keys in my jacket. And the jacket's in the car with the door locked. Oh, my God. Papa Lock again.
Oh, my God.
$50 a pop. And then you get your insurance company to reimburse you.
To reimburse you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I think that's it. In terms of news, there really is not that much news because Hell in a Cell was over the weekend. You know, given the right circumstances, Vince said that he would sell WWE.
The who?
To whoever.
To nobody.
To Triple H.
Triple H or Stephanie. They'll probably sell it to Triple H before you sell it to those own damn kids.
You're going to sell it to AOL Time Warner. They're going to take it over. Bring it back, Nitro, damn it.
You know what? You know who I would sell it to if I was him? To be really smart, I'd sell it to Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett? Somebody who don't know nothing about sports entertainment? You can't do that.
And then have Triple H take it over. He'll just have Triple H take it over.
Yeah.
One thing
somebody already knows about wrestling.
One thing we learned from WCW, you do not want a non-sports entertainment company involved.
No, you don't.
Because they'll be like, the hell with this. We're going to put something else on TV.
Who can you all sell it to? You can get your money. You got what?
Microsoft. I don't
Comcast.
Know.
Microsoft? Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Hell no, nah, he's going to ruin it.
Microsoft presents WrestleMania.
Everybody get an Xbox.
Everybody gets an Xbox, exactly.
I'd rather sell it to Sony.
Yeah, it could be one of those companies. You never know.
No. Disney going to buy it.
Disney, that's right.
Yeah, Disney. Oh, if Disney buy it, that's where you'd be better. And you know Disney with Marvel. They're doing a good job with that. They probably make it even better.
Oh, my God. We're looking at a new world champion. Iron Man. You know, you know that that mouse has roots with wrestling, so.
Mm-hmm. Love to have wrestling at his
parks again.
At his park. Yep. MGM. Damn right he would.
Have Hollywood Hogan over there.
Again. Started back.
Ooh.
We'll be filming at Hollywood Studios starting next week, everybody.
The Indians are catching up. They are up 3. Bottom of the 5th. It's 1-1 right now. And my goodness.
Oh, Cleveland's trying to fight back.
They're trying to fight back.
Either way, Cubs is going to burn down that city.
I think both cities
if
will
they
probably
win or lose.
I think both cities will catch
they'll
fire.
They'll burn that city.
Anyways, so Donald Trump is in the headlines. What a shock. But this time.
Endorsed by the Klan?
No. You know, that, yes, he was endorsed by the Klan. But in addition to that, Donald Trump said in an interview, I guess some time ago, that he did not know who Robert Labuddy was. Never met him or anything. And then, lo and behold, Yahoo posts an article that, in fact, shows that Donald Trump did know who Robert Labuddy is. Now, Robert Labuddy is he's a person that's linked to organized crime. And guess what? Guess what Yahoo's source is? A video that shows Robert and Donald together in Atlantic City at WrestleMania 4. Exactly.
Richard's man got tied to the mafia.
Yes.
Oh, man. So Vince like mobsters at his event, huh?
Exactly.
That's how you feel.
He got some mafiosos, some gangsters.
Lucky Lucia.
Some made people.
I always knew Vince was in with the mafia. I always knew it.
Whereas Archie Bunker used to call them the Mafia.
The Mafia, that's right. Vince McMahon. And when hasn't Donald Trump lied?
Oh, wow.
He got caught in the lie.
Well, he's a compulsive liar. You know?
But in his world, he not lying. It's the truth.
Unbelievable.
I never knew that none of these women, none of them.
I told everybody
the new thing is if you get caught in anything in this world, if you can't do it, say it's rigged against you. That's your excuse. You cheat on your wife, get caught, it's rigged. Can't pass math in school,
I just want to tell the world, the rap world, too, right quick. You just don't have to vote for these two people either. You got one more. You got about three or four more candidates that you can vote for.
Well, I wrote in JBL, so
yeah,
on my ballot. And for hit what? Him in his cabinet with Secretary of Defense Orlando Jordan.
Orlando Jordan.
That's right. And what was the other two? The Basham brothers.
The Basham brothers. Doug and Danny.
Doug and Danny. They'll make America safe again. Kept JBL with the damn title for a minute.
By the way,
that's the kind of defense we need.
By the way, those SmackDown episodes, that's the JBL era.
That's right. Okay. Triple H ain't feel like working Tuesday.
Exactly.
Tuesday, yeah. Right. Oh, but those Raws were shitty.
Well.
Oh, no. Those are thumbs up. Those are thumbs up, thumbs down Raw.
To me. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying with Triple H. Is just like, that's when I did like Triple H.
Because you try to get Batista to go to SmackDown.
Yeah. To go to SmackDown.
Come on, Batista. We could rule the wrestling world. Do the thumbs, the polarizing moment from 2000.
Shawn Michaels get his ass whooped.
No, every fucking time. When it was time for Batista to choose which show he was gonna go, and Triple H was clapping and giving the thumbs up. Yeah, yeah, he grabbed a SmackDown contract.
Exactly.
Then 2 seconds later, Batista starts smiling and did the whole thumbs down thing. Oh, yeah. My God. He powerballed Triple H ass through that table. Oh, that was classic. Love that.
So guess what? Guess what, Tony C? Your what? Friend, your partner, Hulk Hogan.
Hollywood
decided to settle
with Gawker.
With Gawker, and took his $140 million final judgment that was in favor of him, and decided to settle for $31 million cash.
Cash money.
Cash.
That's what I'm
money.
Talking about.
Because there was no way. There was no way in hell Hogan was going to get $141 million or hundred. Yeah.
They didn't have it.
They didn't have it. There was no way in hell he was going to get it. So they liquidated their assets, and apparently they got enough to pay out a $31 million cash.
That's right. And you know what Hollywood is going to do with that? You're going to go buy a new body, and you're going to come back. He's going to beat the shit out of Goldberg.
He's going to set up shop at another residence in Clearwater.
That's right.
If he needs to go ahead and buy TNA Library.
No.
Sell it to Vince.
That'll be money wasted.
Exactly. With $31 million, though, he could resurrect Thunder in Paradise. You know, we could use another season of Thunder in Paradise. You know, it's only 20 years too late.
No, he's going to buy the hardest compound and geek their ass out.
Evicted.
Exactly.
We've been evicted, Brother Nero.
That's right. Oh, man. Man, I was listening to that the other day. That was some funny shit last week. Double AC, Matt Hardy hopped, Jeff Hardy hopped in the water. 30 seconds later, he came out of the willow.
That's right. I listened to that back a few times myself. Okay.
Okay, maybe last week.
Did you hear that?
Last week I was, oh no, man, it's just, I like it. Something interesting.
It's interesting.
With that deal.
When Lord said, send him down, send Matt Hardy down to destroy the compound.
Because I listened back to it, too. It was just... Yeah, now I kind of understand what y'all say, but...
Master Corgan, the Lord did...
Like I said, down. I just think that Matt Hardy got the best gimmick this year.
But can you tell us how...
Go ahead, Tony, say...
Can you tell us how he went in the water and 30 seconds later he came out as Willow?
I ain't talking about that.
Not even 30 seconds later. Jesus.
Willow! I just wanted to hear that noise so I can see it.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
If all wrestlers could do that, right?
30 seconds later.
Just say it's more for time and... The game! He go from the COO to the game.
That's what he did at the Royal Rumble. He morphed into the game. That's what he did. And then also what he did.
Trying to think who else this would apply to.
Hogan.
Hogan.
He can go from regular to Hollywood real quick.
Hollywood. Oh. Too funny.
Oh, man. He said the game.
Mr. America.
Game. Oh, man.
The champ!
Ric Flair.
No, John Cena.
Oh, John Cena.
Oh. Ergonomics. Prototype.
Oh. Broken Matt Hardy. I'm done.
Too far.
I'm done with them Hardy boys, man. How time I was done with the Hardys after they got their ass whooped by the 2-man power trip. I was done with them.
I watched that when Stone Cold was beating the shit out of Lita. That Stone Cold was scoundrels back then.
Stone Cold beat her ass like he owed her money. She owed him money. Well, that's what Jericho said.
Now, you can see Triple H was kind of hesitated to, like, hit her, like, but Stone Cold just went in all
in. I'm going to tell you, it ain't no difference between how he whooped the Rock ass with that chair and how he whooped me the ass with that chair. Ain't no difference. That's one thing about Stone Cold. You say what you want. If he get a chair in his hand, everybody get a hand. Lee like to talk about Hogan. But Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He whooping everybody ass.
From like 1998 to about 2001. You get him props. He beat the shit out of JR and Michael Cole.
Stone Cold went into with WCW when he ran and with that pole stick and started whooping everybody.
Exactly. I ain't never seen you get that ass whooped for half a pool with you. A whole roster.
That was so funny. A whole roster get their ass whooped.
A half a pool stick. And everybody just walking in the stunners. Just walking into them.
Yeah, walking into the stunners. I'm like, what the fuck?
You never seen a guy just go from sitting at a bar and get in the car and just whooping everybody's ass.
I need the whole Stone Cold.
I'm just mad. What was the name of that bar he was sitting at? So we need to research.
Could have been the friendly.
The president.
It wasn't the Friendly Tap, was it?
I don't know.
Because that was the one that they used to go to all the time. That they would always trash the bar.
Stone Cold sitting up there just looking like he lost his best friend. Which he did because Triple H got hurt.
Exactly.
Oh,
God damn it. I hate Stone Cold. Oh, shit.
I'm not an Austin Mark, but that 2001 Austin
was special.
When he came back from that neck. When he came back from that neck break, that neck breaking Unforgiven, he beat the shit out of Steve Blackman. And stunned and shaving, man. Oh, man. It was on.
Stone Cold could be real funny sometimes.
But it wasn't about what he say. Stuff he used to say.
It's about what he do. Yeah.
He locked the rap. When he fought Eddie Guerrero, he locked the radicals in that locker room. Shit out of Eddie Guerrero. Drop Triple H. Your boy supposed to be dead anyways. I've been said that.
Triple H. Wait a minute.
I need the old Stone Cold.
Okay.
There you go. You know what? Vince used to kill me. Because with that one, it didn't. Why, what, 7 months, 6 months later, he did the Rock thing.
Don't come back for me, Rock.
Not even that long, but still.
It was horrible.
He was, and he's screaming up. I don't know. Vince just loves to yell.
That little piece. Yeah.
Come back for the millions. And millions.
then the whole cancer promo with the NWO. And,
man.
I remember that one.
And then, of course.
I'm going to kill NWO.
And then of course there's all those intros featuring Vince. Of course, who can forget WrestleMania 7?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Or WrestleMania 8, hold on.
The World Wrestling Federation proudly presents WrestleMania!
And then WrestleMania 7, of course, he did screaming too. Hold on. Here it is.
World Wrestling Federation Champion, Sergeant Slaughter, versus the Immortal Hulk Hogan. Face to face. WrestleMania.
And of course, Vince, what's the next pay-per-view?
It's the Survivor Series!
Okay.
Oh, man, you gotta play that NWO promo with Vince.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to play that for, so I'll probably
one
use
day,
that,
you
yeah.
At the beginning, one.
At the beginning, yeah. Anyways, go ahead, Tony.
Speaking of Survivor Series, this Survivor Series, I'm glad we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of a epic moment, epic match in time, 20 years ago. Well, the man...
You're going to say that for the wrestler when they call it, so...
Oh, no, we not. I'm going to start the fire right now. When the man, the myth, the legend known as Psycho Sid took on Mr. Hightower and M-Star's love.
Oh, you talking about that? Bret Hart. You talking about Bret Hart? You talking about the Psycho Sid and Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels. When Shawn Michaels was the face and he was getting booed out of the building. And
yes, he was.
My man Lee Champion, I love him. He's my man. He loves to talk about how when Jose Lothario got hit with a damn camera.
Oh my God.
And Psycho Sid should have went to jail for abuse of the elderly. But he never was
charged. I thought he was dead.
And then Jim Ross' famous line,
Shawn Michaels just lost the WWF Championship and he couldn't give a damn.
Jose laid out there like he was Ricky on Boys in the Hood. Somebody was Jose up.
Exactly. What's his face? Picked up. Oh my God. What's Cuba's character in that movie? Trey. Trey picks him up. He's dead, though.
Jose was dead. If you go back and watch how Psycho Sid didn't really even hit the ball with the camera. He didn't really catch him good. But the way Jose fell on that apron, oh my God. You thought.
Sold it.
He sold it. That's right.
Oh my God. Somebody and Shawn Michaels just over him.
Somebody get some help! Get some help!
Oh, man. you know what? That title run with Psycho Sid was funny as hell. That's when the whole...
That was really the first time I actually saw somebody get hit with something.
Really?
like
something other than...
Something like that. Yeah. Something other than a chair.
Yeah. Hold on.
Or a bell.
Wait a minute, Shawn Michaels looking down at O'Shea.
It's like looking down at your father, your very own father.
Oh, it's back. Wait a minute. Sid struck Jose, I believe, in the chest with that camera.
Oh, we got a big problem here. Holding his chest. I hope he's not having a heart attack.
And Shawn Michaels says, wait a minute, Michaels down, down.
Michaels inadvertently.
Let me skip ahead now a little bit here. Hold on.
Shawn is.
The referee didn't see a dang thing. I hope Jose. My God, I hope he's not having a heart attack. I hope he's not having a heart attack.
And Shawn Michaels.
Camera.
Hold on.
And over. We got a new champion.
One of those Earl Hebner slow counts.
You know what? Some people underestimate their feud, man. That was a good feud between those two. Shawn Michaels and Psycho Sid.
I don't know.
I love their feud.
I don't know, man. One other thing here as we're going on with news. And Tony C stepping away for 1 second. Davey Richards. You know... I think Davey Richards has said he's going to retire about more times than Terry Funk. And Lee, if you're listening, you probably could confirm this. Davey Richards has left wrestling that I can remember 3 separate times. So I don't believe a damn thing that Davey Richards says. And that's it. So you can retire all you want, Davey. All right. Jesus, you ain't retiring shit. That's number one. Number two, Billy Corgan lost his lawsuit against TNA this past Monday night. Or this past Monday, I should say.
Shocking.
So here's... No, but it's not that it's shocking. The thing is that he got into an agreement with Dixie Carter, an agreement that doesn't carry any weight in the state of Tennessee. Now, so TNA has to pay out Corgan's investment plus a little bit more, and if they don't pay it out, they have to convert his investment into interest of the company, which would be around 33% and change. But it looks like they're going to do whatever they can to pay out Billy Corgan and get him out of the picture as soon as possible. It looks like the people that run the Fight Network are going to be the backers of TNA going forward. They're the ones that financed the television tapings this past uh, this past October. And why that's
are they stupid?
That. I don't know why they're
why
stupid.
Why they keep backing?
Because you know
why
what?
That's just stupid.
No, the reason is that they... Okay, in business, sometimes you buy into something that, regardless of how bad it's doing, you buy into it because you're buying the name, because the name probably still has name value. And I understand, TNA probably still does have a little bit of a name value. However, it's at a point now that maybe they should just hit the reset button so hard that it includes changing the name, and then hopefully at that point they could make some money on their investment that they're claiming on doing. That's what I think that they should do. But while all this is going on, TNA loses their television deal in the UK. Next to the United States, the UK was their second biggest market for TV. And they just lost their TV deal. Due to a decline in the ratings, there was not so much interest in the program, and so on and so on and so on. So
my thing is, why do she keep trying to research this failing company she knows not gonna work? She just needs to back away. She can't do it no more. She needs to back away. It's not as it used to be. It's not 2005, 2016. Do something else while you can.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Now, according to a pro wrestling news site, that Total Nonstop Deletion, which is the final episode of Impact to Air for 2016, is currently being taped at the Hardy Compound. Over the course of yesterday, today, and probably tomorrow. So, oh boy, that's all I can say.
I'll be watching that.
Oh God. God and help. God help us, please. Just help us. Just help us. I mean, this is just... No, now we don't need this. Yes, Tony C.
You said they're filming the at the compound?
They're the last episode of Impact is being taped at the compound.
A lot of morphing going on.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
Lord Zed.
Jeez, what
Tango's probably gonna make a damn appearance or something.
Oh, absolutely. They're gonna come in and they're gonna raise hell, man.
And if they weren't fighting each other, I'd say a brother would come in, read Hardio. Oh my god. There they go.
Yeah, there are the Tangos. Oh, man. Could you imagine that? Josh Matthews and the Pope. Well, Pope, you know what's coming up next, right? Later on Total Nonstop Deletion, we're going to have Robbie E. and Zema Ion team up to face the Tangas. That's coming up next here on Impact on Pop TV. Oh, my God. Anyways, it's being filmed at the compound as we speak. Between yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Oh my God!
You think this is gonna be on the show?
No.
Oh man.
Who knows?
In the cow pile.
I asked this question though. They taped all their with the exception of this episode. They taped all their TV for the remainder of the year. Is Billy Corgan in any of those episodes? I wonder. And you know, now they got to burn those episodes. Oh, Jesus.
They've been cutting ties with Billy Corgan.
They did. They have to pay him out completely, man.
I heard it. I knew it.
I know you heard it.
Willow!
Oh, boy.
You're about to feel the strength of Dragon Sword power!
Oh, boy. Well, let me do I have any other drops here?
You want to fight? You got it.
There you go. They could scream that all they want.
And when was it Matt Hardy's wife, Raven Sky, come down, that Rita Repulsa music going to come on.
Oh, yeah. Rita's music is going to come on.
What is Rita Repulsa? I forgot her thing.
She was just a witch.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that.
I think I have a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Rick is saying. My boy's dead.
Do I have any other... let me see here. Just a monster grunting?
That's what Matt Hardy going to sound like when he get beat up.
Those are the Thunder Zords.
I didn't get to did you see the trailer for Power Rangers yet?
I saw yeah, we talked about it.
Okay.
It was like a trailer for the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Let's see if
I like the Ivy's one better.
You like the what? You like the Ivan News one.
Movie wise.
All right, one more. Here we go. All right.
That Serpentera?
That was a Tyrannosaurus changing into Red Dragon. Too funny, man. Yeah, I don't have that, but...
Matt Hardy gonna try to call the dragons over.
Exactly. Either that or they'll just call the Zords in general, you know?
That's the Lion Thunder Zord power.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ninja! That's who Titus would have been, Ninja.
Oh, God. Willow, you better get. Let's go, man! They're gonna call the Zords and everything, man. Oh, Lord.
Need Thunder Zord power now!
Where? I used to have the drop here when they were calling the Zords. Where is that? Hold on.
Mastodon, Red Dragon, Mastodon, Lion, Thunder Zord power.
I got here,
We need dinosaur power now!
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Well, then we got... Ah, here we got...
Mastodon, Lion, Thunder Zord power!
There you go.
Sabertooth, Tiger, Griffin, Thunder Zord power.
Oh, I got all that, so hold on.
Mastodon, Lion, Thunder Zord power!
Hold on.
Pterodactyl, Firebird, Thunderzord power!
There you go.
Firebird.
Triceratops, Unicorn, Thunderzord power!
That was a new day. Little did we know that unicorn was going to play.
Exactly.
In fact,
Tyrannosaurus, Red Dragon, Thunderzord power!
That's right. And then Red Ape. We knew it was a ninja.
Wait, that's right, a Red Ape.
I'm offended by that, but it's okay.
You would have been more offended if it was a Black Ranger in there.
A black eight. Yeah, you're right.
Oh man. All right, let's talk about. Let me see. Is there anything else here? This is about what happened last night on Monday, or not last night on Monday Night Raw. Oh lordy, 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 lordy. It was an interesting show. I will give you that. I guess the main thing of that show had to have been Goldberg and Rusev in Hartford, Connecticut.
And, which made no sense.
And Goldberg falling on his ass.
On his ass. Miss Hightower, Goldberg can't even stand up, yo.
I thought he took out his knees in the process, man.
I thought he was done.
He looking bad. Though I might change my mind. Brock might just whoop the shit out of him.
And then he gets out of the ring after doing the jackhammer, right? he gets out of the ring, and you know, he's got that tough face and everything. But the whole time you see him going, you see him breathing hard.
The whole time he's sweating like a pimp with one hole.
Exactly.
he is not looking good.
He only got 2 weeks.
Not looking good.
2 weeks.
He got 2 weeks. Brock Lesnar and Amon just have a fucking hardcore match.
He can't do nothing in the hardcore match.
You keep hitting each other with chairs and shit.
Listen, we all knew this. Goldberg had 2 moves and then that kick that ended Bret Hart's career. That was it.
And you know what was funny is that I liked how Rusev was talking about his time in WCW, and he was going over the moves and things like that. I was waiting for him to say, like, all you had, Goldberg, was that jackhammer. I was waiting for him to say something like that, but they didn't go that route.
You gotta sell it like he could wrestle, brother.
Are you? Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. I gotta call Mr. Hightower out. Are you plunging a toilet?
Oh, no. I'm fucking with y'all me.
Oh.
My sink.
Your plough.
My sink.
Are you doing Mario Brothers work?
Jeez.
Luigi or Mario.
You're plunging a sink. Because I mean, it sounded like you. It sounded like, you know, shit, man. You know, you were plunging the toilet. You were trying to, you know, get it all down. Boy, oh boy.
My damn sink, man. They need to come fix my damn sink.
Oh lord. Anyways, okay, back to what you were saying, Tony, about Goldberg.
Goldberg, man, you looking bad. You look worse than Ralph Macchio after he came back from Okinawa. Looking to defend his title.
Yeah, what the hell happened? That trip to Okinawa really did him in, huh?
I'm telling you, Brock Barnes is coming for you, my friend. And he gonna kick your ass.
And that fat little pudgy kid that was in Mike Barnes' corner, that's Paul Heyman.
No, Paul Heyman, Terry Silver. He's Terry Silver. And he got beat up just like Terry Silver did by Mr. Biagi, so it's okay. Whoa!
Exactly. Whoa.
And you know what's the funny thing about that whole scenario? Terry Silver couldn't fight.
No.
But he was teaching karate. Damn shame.
And they got his ass pushed into a mirror and covered in paint.
And covered in paint. Listen.
Don't quit your day job of getting rid of toxic waste.
of being a millionaire toxic dump.
Toxic polluter.
And then, yeah, Mike Barnes. Look, Mike Barnes should have won. Mr. Antal, it's over. Oldberg is going down. And we're moving on to the next name.
I think he is, though. Like, I really think that he's going to.
50-year-old Goldberg. I'm sorry.
Now, we understand. Now, we're going to talk about Karate Kid at some point in a roundtable fashion. But, you know, Mike Barnes. Okay, you're right. Mike Barnes should have kicked his ass and beat him. But Daniel's toughest opponent was chosen from Karate Kid Part 2.
Chosen was trying to actually kill him.
Yeah.
So,
Danielson.
Mike Barnes was just doing it.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite lines of that entire movie is when he's just about to stand up. Miyagi stops him. Danielson, this not tournament. This for real.
Basically saying, this ain't the WWE. This is a real fight.
This is a real fight, so be prepared. You're going to get your ass kicked.
You're going to get blooded, my friend. That's basically what he was telling. You're going to take some licks now. Because this ass woman is... Hey, Chosen about to let you have it now.
Exactly.
Chosen was a thug.
Oh, man.
Chosen was a thug. But he did break that glass with you know, them ice pallets. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here watching this Brock Lesnar Suplex City commercial. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Hightower, I'm sorry. When Brock Lesnar stand next to Goldberg, this is gonna get ugly. Bro, Goldberg looked like, I don't even know what it's, he looks like somebody's old uncle or something that used to be an athlete.
Ask me this, Tony. Serious question. Do you think anybody can beat Brock Lesnar?
In a fight?
No, outside in a fight. Like wrestling wise, right there, do you think anybody that we got on each roster can beat him?
Dude, between him.
Not even Braun Strowman.
Nope. Because when they let him in that streak, they didn't think it through. Because that streak, like I said, was the Undertaker's era of invincibility. And when you basically transferred it from one person to the other. So realistically, whoever beat Brock Lesnar, they would be like, dang, well, they could have beat Undertaker at the end of the streak. Only person I see him jobbing to is Cena.
John Cena.
Cena. Yeah, Cena.
That's what I'm thinking.
He'll go over Cena. Cena will go
on his way out.
Hell no. Man, Brock Lesnar going to be around for the next 10 years because all he going to do is fight. He's a light a mercenary, so you might as well get used to it. He's not going to be there.
I just hope that they end after his contract up. I hope they just don't give him another contract and he just leave.
Yeah.
Because he's just bad for the business right now.
How's he bad for the 100%. Business?
He's bad to me. He's just bad for the business right now. Because we got all these wrestlers that's you know, up and coming, and he's practically him. I say Randy Orton, John Cena is hogging up. Well, I ain't going to say John Cena. He ain't really hogging no more. But Randy Orton, like, it's time for them to leave. It's like time for them to leave, man. We got some new up-and-coming stars that's going to carry the company. Steph Rollins, Kevin Owens, Nakamura. What if Nakamura go up against Brock Lesnar?
He's going to get his ass. That'll
be a good match.
He's going to get his ass whooped.
Them kicks going to be for real, though. I don't know that.
And them punches that Brock give him going to be for real. That's the thing you got to understand about when you go up against Brock Lesnar. You're not fighting right now.
What I'm saying right now, fighter. He's bad for business. Because this is wrestling. Like, this is one of the greatest, like, not greatest, but this is the most ever wrestlers we had that, like, is all hella good.
Yeah. I would agree with that statement.
Give out four-star and five-star matches.
Well, it's Vince's fault. Vince let him go to UFC and brought him back and still want him to be in that UFC gimmick. Because we all know the man can wrestle. You know what I'm saying? But Vince want to capitalize on that UFC audience.
I just think right now he's just bad for business. Me personally.
But listen, Vince.
I already know it's Vince.
To capitalize on that UFC audience. That name is.
But if it fills up to Triple H or Shane McMahon, he won't even be there.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. He may not be in that gimmick. He may be in his old gimmick, which I agree. I wish he go back to his old gimmick.
He could still hit them power moves and the suplexes, just wrestle.
Wrestle
somebody, man. Nobody want to keep seeing you suplex after suplex.
But it's a fight.
That's boring. That's a pitch for me sometimes.
But if you notice what Paul Heyman went. Paul Heyman is talking, he never mentions wrestle. He always says fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what you got to keep in mind. And I think Goldberg might be a little too
rusty.
Brittle. He might be.
He's going to bleed.
I'm putting it. He gonna bleed. If you're gonna
is
get
that
Russell
the main going. Event?
It looks yep. like it looks like it's the main event.
Because if that's the main event, then it's gonna be another like what the fuck moment.
It's gonna be another TKO.
Yeah. Now
yeah, it's gonna be another what the fuck moment.
Now to move on to some other things that happened on Raw, because Phil on Sunday commented on the New Day being stale, and on Monday night the New Day kind of redeemed themselves when they dressed up as the three faces of Charles Wright, dressing up as Kama Mustafa, Papa Shango, and the Godfather.
The Godfather, yeah.
Oh my God!
Nation,
that was too damn funny. That was number one. It was Halloween, and Byron Saxton made an ass out of himself, being
that
dressed in that damn onesie. But
he had a onesie.
He had a onesie on, yeah.
He had a onesie on, man.
A full length pajama, head to toe, with a trap door and everything.
But the Peter Griffin, yep, probably had the feet on.
What
the bottom.
Call
it did have the feet on the bottom.
Damn,
what did Michael Cole had on a suit?
He had a suit. Corey Graves had a Halloween suit on. Oh man.
Jericho and Owens was funny too.
What was that?
I said Jericho and Owens were pretty good too.
Yeah, they were very pretty funny.
This dunk call. The last time Mick Foley you in the Hell in the Cells right here in this dump over town. Oh man, Jericho be killing it lately, man. You know what, Roman Reigns, I can beat you. Oh man, you gotta play that if you can pull that
one. Hold on, that's Jericho. I'm sure I could. Hold on,
get Foley.
Of course, I like the Braun Strowman Mick Foley promo backstage because Braun, are you trying to scare me? Because it's working.
But he said it with a straight face. He like, yeah, he was hollering. He was exactly. Like, you can't be intimidating me. You think you scared me?
Well, it's working.
It's working.
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, WWE does these videos where they follow up with past superstars. This week they followed up with Brutus the Barber Beefcake. You can check up his videos up on YouTube now.
AKA the Booty Man.
Ed Leslie, as we
AKA
know.
AKA Brother Budai.
Oh,
AKA the Zodiac. AKA the Disciple.
The Disciple, that's right. The Man Without a Name.
The Man Without a Name. I love the Disciple.
Oh, man, here we go.
Hogan's friend, right?
You know why I've got an issue with you? Because you have the talent. You have the talent to win the match on your own. You're
this is too far into the promo. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the
start at the beginning.
The start of the midpoint. Kevin Owens. Oh, man. Too damn funny.
Jericho.
Oh, let me see here again.
Boomin did have a good line, too.
He did?
Yeah, when he said I was going to dress up like a stupid idiot, but they didn't have any more Chris Jericho costume left. He got him with that one. He got him. He got that one off. And he had on the red and black, man.
Yes.
They need to go ahead and just do it.
Exactly.
We left a bad taste in your mouth.
A little bit.
Well, do you mind elaborating and telling me what we did that was so wrong? What's your issue with what happened last night? Let me guess. Is it the fact that I walked out champion and not your little number one draft pick? Is that the issue? Oh, wait. Maybe it's, Chris, maybe it's this. Maybe it's... the fact that my best friend here, Chris Jericho, outsmarted you and everyone else and managed to get in the cell. Did that upset you, Mick? Wait. That's not it. I know what it is. It's the fact that last night I am the one who made history by stealing the show in the main event and becoming the first man ever to successfully defend the WWE Universal Championship in Hell in a Cell. That's what it is, isn't it? Oh, yeah! Mick, last night was the Kevin Owens show, whether you like it or not.
You know, that's right. You know, my best friend has a real good point here, Mick Pumpkins. Instead of chastising us, you should be down on your knees thanking us, because last night, Team Chris and Kevin proved what a real team can do, all right? We've showed why you need us to anchor your squad of Team Raw at Survivor Series.
If this was any other show except Survivor Series coming up, where Team Raw takes on SmackDown Live, oh, we'd be talking about a very different situation. But the fact is, yeah, I need you both on Team Raw to help us win.
What did you just say? Did you hear that?
I heard it, yeah.
Chris, do you mind repeating? I think I'm going to make him... Mick, do you mind repeating that? Actually, you know what? You don't need to repeat it. I heard you loud and clear. You just said you need us. You know what? You're right. You do need us. Because what you have in this ring right now are the absolute top two guys on Raw. But I can see it. Oh, Mick, I can see it in your eyes. You don't like it. It's killing you, isn't it? It's killing you to need us as bad as you do because you are jealous of me, aren't you? He's jealous of me, Chris.
Super jealous.
Yeah, you know why he's jealous? I know why. Because last night in my first Hell in a Cell match, I walked out a winner while you made a name for yourself in Hell in a Cell matches by being a giant loser.
You lost four Hell in a Cell.
Four. Wow. Four. Hey, and you know what? I'm pretty sure I remember correctly. That last Hell in a Cell match that you lost to the great Triple H. Chris, where did that take place?
That took place right here in stinky Hartford, Connecticut.
That's correct. It took place right here. In the dump that is known as Hartford, Connecticut.
That's true.
You know why I've got an issue with you? Because you have the talent. You have the talent to win the match on your own. You're happy because you walked out a winner. You could have walked out a legend. And instead you made a mockery out of the Cell.
Hey, are you mad because I locked the Cell and twirled the key around? Huh?
Well, you think that...
Now, I don't remember Mick wrestling in a cell in Hartford, Connecticut.
Me either. That made me scratch my head. I was like, I missed that one.
Because the cell, if I recall, I'm going to look it up right now. Let me look. Hold on. Hell in a Cell. Matches.
It was Taker.
They are correct. Hartford, Connecticut. No Way Out. February 27th, 2000.
Oh, that's where No Way Out was at?
Yeah, I could have sworn it wasn't there, but okay. February 27th, 2000, Hartford, Connecticut.
What in the hell? And the Royal Rumble was in New York.
Was at the New Garden, York. That's right.
Yeah, it was in New York, the Hartford. Okay.
Man, oh man.
I missed the city, I guess. And then from there, Mania was in California, so they were all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyways, let's see what we got here. So, yeah, that was a good promo. Roman, of course, came out. Ruined the promo. Let me see here. We talked about the New Day already.
He's still getting the hell booed out of him, boy. These people do not like booming for nothing. I don't know what he can do, though. I mean, they just need to turn him heel. Hell, man.
Enough is enough, though.
I would turn them heel and get it over. Because, bro, it's getting absurd. It really is. You can hear it during the matches. They cussing them out. I mean, they just need to turn them heel.
You want to talk absurd? How about the Golden Truth going into a haunted house?
Oh. And he's acting. He said that one goes there. Is that wrong?
It's so much fun. It's my favorite time of year. A haunted house? What about the house with the birds, the squirrels, and the picket fence? It's Halloween, dude. Come on. Just enjoy this. Let's go.
No. After you.
No problem. I love this.
Is that Roman?
I don't like this, man. Roman? Hey, they go. What's them back there?
Skeletons and crypts and stuff. Why did you pull my arm like that? You just pulled it out of socket. Remember,
you grabbed me.
I'm old.
You grabbed on me. Hey, let's get out of here, man.
Come on, Johnny. We have wide open graves right here for you.
Hold on, man.
This is too goofy. Anyways. By the way, new table for three on the WWE Network with Goldust, R-Truth, and Booker T.
Oh, man. I know that's some laughs.
There were some racial undertones in that one, too.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember who said it, but it was something like... it was very early in the episode, too. It was like, R-Truth was like, why do you got a problem with that? Why? Is it because I'm black? Or something like that. It's something weird like that. That it was, they were talking about something. And, too funny, man. Just too funny.
So are we going to get a mini Shield reunion here?
I wonder, because as you saw at the end of the night, Seth Rollins came out to the aid of Roman Reigns.
So they're going to reform a mini Shield?
I don't know, man. I mean, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But I don't know.
I think not now.
But they're both going to be on Team Raw, right?
Yeah, it looks like that way.
So Dean Ambrose is going to be on Team SmackDown, right?
Yep. SmackDown's team is Dean, AJ, Bray Wyatt, Baron Corbin, and I think I'm missing one more person. But it's like, blah. How are they going to get 4 hours out of this pay-per-view?
That's, I have no idea.
Because if you got, okay, the two team matches, the SmackDown versus Raw main match.
Unless those matches take a long time.
For real, that's what I'm thinking. We're going to go 20 minutes between the elimination.
Yeah, really.
There'll be a lot of standing on the apron time, boys. Oh, my damn. And no titles are going to be on the line, huh? Whole WWE.
It's going to be some interesting times, I will say that.
Damn sure is. They could have put World War III on instead of Survivor Series. That would have been a better one. Replay of World War III from 1997. With Sky Hall. Do something.
Oh boy. I'm trying to queue up the thing where they were talking about, why is it because I'm black, or Dustin said, why is it because I'm white, or something like that.
Oh man.
I'm trying to cue that up here, but it was kind of a funny episode. You know?
But it's funny that old Bird coming back in November for World War III time. He was never in a World War III. Bastard.
All right, so I'm going to finish listening to the show.
All right, Mr. Hightower. Hold on. I think I got the comment here. Hold on. Here's the comment.
Nobody even know you by that name.
I know.
No, we'll have time. We already ordered now.
I didn't order yet.
I ordered for you.
What did you order me?
Some food.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Why do I feel like this? I feel like I'm in a sandwich here.
Oreoed.
We put you in the middle.
Why? Because for I don't know how many years you've always been in the middle of me and this guy's career. Some form or fashion, you've been there.
We go back to WCW. Even back
Let's
then,
do that.
You know what I mean? We back then.
You want to go back to WCW?
You know, we had some of the great matches, you know, with a young...
Harlem star. Heat.
I can't honestly say Harlem Heat.
All right. Well, that was one of a few racial undertones that they had in the episode.
Called. They said you can put you in the Oreo.
Exactly.
Oh,
and they ordered Not chicken for him.
Oreo. They ordered chicken.
All right, Tony C, let's remind everybody what's going on this network over the course of the next 6 days.
The next 6 days, glorious 6 days. First, I want to say my slope of the night is my man Kurosawa, who was managed by the great Colonel Rob Parker and was told to deliver them khakis and videotape on time, so... Kurosawa, you're the man, the myth, the legend, and you are the slope of the night.
Oh, gosh.
Coming up, and the plugs are brought to you by, of course.
Oh, actually, wait, before, I don't want to cut you off. Ahead. But for those of you that tuned in to listen to Thumbstick Ninjas, I know that we came on the air while the episode was still running. We will rebroadcast Thumbstick Ninjas in its entirety. The minute we go off the air. So.
The minute. The second.
Right. Go ahead,
Tony. That's right. And this portion of the plugs is brought to you by Brock Barnes, bad boy of WWE. Get you some. Coming up next, as AA said, as soon as this episode is done, will be the Thumbstick Ninjas with Rob, Domingo, and the crew. Then tomorrow at 9, we got Rant Wrestling with Mofo Magic, Pootie Tang, as AA called him last week, Doomsday in the crew, Sadate.
Listen, it just rolls off the tongue, okay?
Sign your name on the running cam for you. That's Rant Wrestling tomorrow at 9. Then Friday, we got a brand new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks with the Impact player Phil Rea. He's going to have a special guest in studio, and he's doing November to Remember 1996 for everybody.
Go ahead, Tony. I just queued up music.
Saturday, we come back 11 p.m. with the Wrestling Call-In Show with William D. Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
D stands for just D. And Mr. Hightower, Randy might stop in, and then you might hear from my man Jabba John. That's at 11. Then come right back here Tuesday, my AA, the host, myself, Tony C, live at 8 with the Rant. Next time we'll bring you pay-per-view coverage will be Saturday, November the 19th, if my math is correct, right?
That is correct.
For the NXT TakeOver pre-show at 7.
Right.
And then the Wrestling Call-In Show is going to hold at the post-show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day, the 20th of November will be our coverage for Survivor Series, starting at 6.
We may go on at 5.
We might go on at 5 since they're going 4 hours.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. Be on the lookout. Download our episodes on Podcast Addict, Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. Remember to have your cat, your pets spayed and neutered. And we only got 6 more days. So, 6 more days.
Oh, God.
6 more days, people.
I personally can't wait till it's over.
Me either. I mean, cinnamon. If I hear any more about Tic Tacs, emails, the Ku Klux Klan, I'm gonna lose my mind. So we're gonna hurry up and get this thing over with. So next week is our election episode.
That's right. It's gonna be kind of all hell kind of breaks loose next week.
That's right. And we're gonna see who wins me and Double A's home state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then
very important because they've been traveling down here like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, it today was Hillary. Today was Obama and Biden. Yesterday was Hillary. Last week it was also Hillary. Tomorrow Trump will be in the area.
Obama was here last Friday.
Yeah, Obama's been here twice in like the last 2 weeks.
I mean, it makes sense because if she wins this, if she wins our state, it's over. He can't win.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
We'll probably know. We'll have a good idea before we even go on the air where this thing is going to go anyway. So. But
have you voted already?
Oh yeah.
You voted already. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. I did too.
Somebody's going to be the president of Hill Valley.
Yeah, that's right.
The mayor.
At some point.
So,
Jesus.
And that's it.
That is it, folks.
Pulling this train into the station. Double A's had a long week.
Long week, man.
Hopefully you get to rest up.
Absolutely.
And charge up, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I need it, man. I need it. Well, for everybody in the chat room and everybody who turned out tonight and is listening live, thank you for being a part of this historic, monumental Wednesday night episode of The Rant. It looks like, for the sake of just telling everybody what's going on, the Cubbies are up 6-3, bottom of the eighth. There's an Indian on first base. And that's where we are.
Distasteful remark.
What a distasteful remark, but it's absolutely true. And there's two outs, so we're gonna find out here probably in the next, I'd say about less than 30 minutes or so, we'll find out exactly who's gonna be the 2016 World Series champions. Something tells me it's gonna be Chicago, and Joe Buck can go and take a seat somewhere after tonight, I guess.
He's going to do football.
Oh, he did. Well, he did football. Yeah, this is that time of year where he works like
nonstop.
Because he worked the baseball game on Saturday, right? I think. No, wait. Yeah, there was.
Yeah, he hasn't done football.
He doesn't
do football and baseball at the same time.
Yeah, he does. I could have sworn he was on this past Sunday.
The game of the week. The game that was on Sunday was Green Bay and Atlanta. Troy Aikman was there, but he wasn't. He don't do them at the same. He used to, but here recently he hasn't done them at the same time.
That shows a lack of commitment then.
But after the night, he's on to whatever the game of the week is. I think it's in football is the 4 o'clock game. Yeah, he'll be doing it. So he's not getting no rest. Double A, don't worry.
No, I know he's not going to get any.
They're working.
The Panthers against the Rams. That's what it is.
There you go. And that might be where he's going.
So. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us tonight, and of course, thank you for listening to us. Go and enjoy what's on the WWE Network now, and like we stated last week, the Eric Bischoff documentary is there, and of course, 50 new episodes of SmackDown are up there as well, and something tells me in the next about 30 days or so, they're going to add a lot more. Wouldn't surprise me if they bring us...
The King Booker episode years.
The King Booker episode years, exactly.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, I'm dying for a little bit of
Thaddeus
and, you know, him going from King Booker to Booker. Like,
Teddy,
what the hell, Teddy? Teddy, get your ass back here. Oh, man. All right, for Tony C, for big for Mr. Hightower, who called in earlier, and I am Double A. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll see you Tuesday night. It's going to be a historic night here on the network. It's going to be a historic night in this country. Have a good night, everybody. Later.